This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الاكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاهم كل عمل صالح. This is the night of Jumu'ah. It's a blessed night. There's much barakah in this night. The sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all good deeds. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The hadith collection in the collection of Imam Muslim tonight, and it's narrated to us by Abu Umama in the theme of anti-oppression. This is what he said عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is a famous hadith. It's called the hadith of Qadib al-Araq, and you'll find out in a moment why it's called that. And it's a very famous hadith within the sunnah, and it's specifically in this theme as well, or within this category or topic, where he said عليه الصلاة والسلام من قتطع حق امرئ مسلم بيمينه أوجب الله له النار وحرم عليه الجنة. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام من اقتطع, the one who takes for themselves or cuts a piece for themselves, من حق امرئ مسلم, and it's the right of some other person, it's not their own right, it's someone else's right, they cut a piece of someone else's pie, they took something that wasn't theirs, بيمينه, بيمينه, with their right hand, and that's figure of speech to say that they did that with their power or with their status or with their pull, or consciously speaking, it didn't happen by mistake. They took what was not theirs, what belonged to someone else, they took it consciously, knowing so that they shouldn't do it. So the person who does that, who takes the right of another one, knowing so that they're doing it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory for this person to go to the hellfire. And they will not, and He forbids them to go to Jannah. Probably ranked amongst the highest five warnings in the Sunnah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. You can rank it amongst the highest five. He doesn't use that this terminology very often. He doesn't use this words عليه الصلاة والسلام very 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 often. So when you hear him say stuff like that, you should definitely hit the brakes and just listen to it, because it must be important for him to use that these words. أوجب الله له النار. I mean, it is obligatory that this person must go to the hellfire. وحرم عليه الجنة, and he has forbidden them. He forbids them to go to the Jannah. The Sahaba, like you, got quite taken back. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, وَإِنْ كَانَ شَيْئًا يَسِيرًا, even if they take something small, فَقَالَ وَإِنْ قَضِيبًا مِّنْ أَرَاكَ, even if it was like a small piece of miswak. قَضِيبُ الْأَرَاكَ is that they use to make the miswak out of. So even if it's a little miswak that you took, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's called قَضِيبُ الْأَرَاكَ, the hadith, hadith of قَضِيبِ الْأَرَاكَ. Even if it's qadib min araq, if you take something that's dispendable, that is replaceable, that has very little financial value, something that the person probably won't even notice was taken away, they'll just assume that they lost it and they'll just get another one because it's really easy to acquire. In that area, if you wanted to get a miswak, you just went and took it off a tree. You didn't have to go and buy it from, you didn't have to, you'll tell the person going to Umrah to bring you someone or order it off. You just went outside and just cut it off a tree. And no one cares because the trees just carried them, and they weren't, most of these trees are just, they're desert trees. They don't really even belong to anyone. But if something, so something as, he's saying something as available as that, as cheap as that, as easily replaceable as that, something, even that. You take it consciously knowing that it's not yours and it belongs to someone else, that's it. This is the seriousness with which oppression was addressed in Islam. This is the degree of seriousness that the Prophet ﷺ trained those who were with him to understand the concept of oppression, to see it as such, to refuse it from themselves first, and then refuse it from everyone else second, and to know on whom side they stood whenever it occurred. Whenever oppression occurred, they knew exactly what to do. And they made sure that they weren't inflicting that from themselves. And that was a priority for them, because they were taught this by the Prophet ﷺ, because the Quran teaches it, because they learned it. Even in something as simple as that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something worth, this is our legacy, Khwani, this is the legacy that we carry. You're Muslim, this is your legacy. Here, this is what's yours. This is what you've bought into. This is what you bought into. Maybe you didn't know. This is what you signed up for. You signed up for this. When you said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you signed up for this. This is the core value of your deen. You refuse oppression in any form or manner. regardless of where it's coming from, and you understand that Yawm al-Qiyamah, the consequence of oppression is bitter. It's bitter and it's difficult, and it's not like anything else. You see, here's the thing. You miss a prayer, this is easily forgiven because you're dealing with al-Rahim, al-Ghafoor, al-Rahman. He will forgive you. He looks forward to forgiving you. He wants to forgive you. He wants you to make a mistake so that you may turn to him asking for forgiveness so he can forgive you. It's really that simple. But when it comes to someone else's rights, he may forgive his part of it. He told you not to oppress and you did. But who's going to forgive the right that you took from someone else? That's not fair for him to forgive it. Huh? It's not fair for Allah to forgive something that happened to someone else. So he doesn't do that. He leaves that alone. You have to get a person to forgive you for that. You don't understand how stingy human beings are with forgiveness. You have no idea. You do. Look at yourself. How willing are you to forgive people when they mistreat you? How quickly do you forget something someone said to you that was negative? How many years or decades or centuries do you carry with you the one thing that one person said that one time? We're very stingy. So if you cross that line, then, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this, is of that degree of seriousness. His haqq and the haqq of the abd. When they come together, it's a big deal. And that's what oppression is. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم من اقتطع حق امرئ بيمينه فقد أوجب الله له النار وحرم عليه الجنة فقالوا يا رسول الله وإن كان شيئا يسيرا فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وإن قضيبا من أراك صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سمعت الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله